Well, hello, Sheldon, hello, Steve, and hello to all the listeners of the International Radio Report. Last week, Steve, you asked me to respond and send an MP3 file, so here goes. You're probably going to say to yourself, oh, that idiot actually did it. Well, I'm an idiot, what can I say? Anyway, the first thing I want to state off right here and now is I still enjoy the International Radio Report. Second is I have a tremendous amount of respect for Sheldon and his hard work over the years to save Radio Canada International. I think it's also important to say this as I don't want listeners to have the feeling that it's a personal attack. It's not a personal attack at all. As you know, if you can criticize others, you also need to accept to be criticized. This is the cornerstone of any democracy, and I'm totally fine with that and even welcome it towards myself. Now, last week, you made some valid points. My criticism for the International Radio Report stems from the amount of airtime given to one particular topic. This would be the topic of K103. I think it's a little bit of a shame that a 30-minute show would dedicate almost half the show or more to this subject. It makes me think of the week-long coverage of Anna Nicole Smith on CNN International and BBC World in 2007 and the amount of time that was given to this one topic. I remember watching Asia Morning from CNN International, which comes out of Hong Kong, with Andrew Stevens and Christy Neustadt, which is a one-hour show, dedicating 40 minutes to her death for almost 2 weeks. BBC World was more or less doing the same. I remember that during this time period, tuning away for the most part, but not having many other options for international news, I decided to switch completely to Australia Network. There's only so much you can take of who's the father of her baby. I'm the father of her baby. He's the father of her baby. And the dog's the father of her baby. Oh, one can take so much before you get nauseous. Now, I listen to the International Radio Report for two reasons. The first, well, that being obvious, I'm an ex-Montrealer, and I do find many of the local stories of what's going on within the radio scene of Montreal very interesting. The second reason is to get a different viewpoint of radio on an international scale, other than hearing frequencies and times and reception reports from Titicaca. I just feel that if less time was given to the K103 drama, time could have been spent on a couple of international stories, which get no coverage in Montreal. Stories like the radio war heating up between North and South Korea, or the ongoing investigation in Switzerland when they sold SRI's old transmitters to North Korea in 2004, which may have involved some type of corruption, or something on the DRM developments that have been taking place, or something on the internal discussions within the South African Broadcasting Corporation to relaunch Channel Africa as an international service instead of just a Pan-African service, which it has been since the demise of Radio RSA in 2002. I agree with you 100% that including stories about local Montreal radio is good, since no one in the city is doing it, and giving an honest opinion about what is going on is just as important. But donating so much time to one topic, like K103, is a little sad. Unless, of course, it's a slow week, and I can understand. But, as I just mentioned, there is a large number of stories that are going unreported in Montreal, and I think your local listeners, or listeners outside your target area, would also find interesting. This is why I wrote on the Facebook page, International Radio Report, Not International. When I think back over the last few months what I've heard, it just makes me wonder what has happened to this aspect of the show, and if I'm the only one out there that felt like this. Now, I have been a regular listener of the International Radio Report for many years. I still remember a time when the show was on a Monday or Tuesday at 1:30 in the afternoon. And back then, I used to tune in to hear stories that I couldn't hear anywhere else. And it just got me thinking, you know, it would be nice to hear some of those same stories again, or that kind of story again. And even if it's reported on by some other media, it would be nice to get your take on the same stories. Not too long ago, there was a piece that Sheldon did that I enjoyed immensely. He was reading and talking about a job posting at Virgin Radio in Montreal. The reason I found it so amusing is because it reminded me of a job posting at Virgin Radio that ran in Beijing in 2003. After you did the piece, it just reaffirmed my belief that radio managers these days are, well, to quote Dr. Fraser Crane from the TV series Frasier, our new station manager is a freaking loon! Yes, probably the same, actually, for even non-fiction station managers. Anyway, to end off, I want to apologize if it seemed like a personal attack towards the both of you and the show. It was not, and if it came across like that, I am deeply, deeply sorry. That was not my intent. Anyway, guys, keep up the good work.